You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hi, my name is Manon, and this is 10 questions in 10 minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have two kids who are 5 and 3. And I live in Portugal, or we are currently moving to Portugal, getting our stuff from the UK, and hopefully get a ferry that goes to Spain so we can go back to Portugal in a few days. So let's start with question number one. What are your favorite series? I have to go for a podcast because we don't really watch a lot of TV, or I don't really watch a lot of TV. And I like a mixture of things. I like Yoga by Nature for my yoga classes. I like The Guilty Feminist. I like the Untaming podcast. I like Feel Better, Live More. I forgot the name for a moment. Exploring Unschooling is one that I really enjoy at the moment. Lots of really informative tips about unschooling, and that's a process that we are just starting with, or eldest, or youngest, or both, but that's the way we think we want to move forward. So I find that a really helpful podcast. Question two, what were your 5 favorite series as a child, or would have been if you were around as a child? I really liked The Big Friendly Giant and Witches from Roald Dahl. I also liked Nanny McPhee and movies with a bit of fantasy. Really got into Harry Potter when I was a bit older. So everything with a bit of magic and a bit of fantasy was really something I enjoyed. 3, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? I never really had a clear idea of what I wanted to be. Of course, I wanted to be an analyst because my mom was one. When I grew more into myself, I always knew it was going to be something where I could be independent. And already as a young, in my early teens, I wanted to go on exchange years in America, and I wanted to travel and explore. Follow that into my adulthood, being independent and traveling. So 4, putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what is your dream meal? At the moment, I would really like a Thai curry with a beer. Mostly because the kids don't eat spicy food, and I love spicy food, and I really miss that. And preferably in a restaurant and as a night off. So I could go maybe afterwards to listen to some live music and have a cocktail as well. That would be great. 5, there's a natural disaster. All of your family, friends, and animals are safe, but you can only take 3 personal items with you. What are they? So we live in a van for the last 2 years, so I realized I don't need a lot. So there's not really a lot of stuff I want to take. I guess in practical terms, maybe like a first aid kit. And torch, knife, something like that. If I could, my one and only item, which has lots of items, would be my van, or our van, is what I would take. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? At the moment, foraging is something I really like to learn more about. We are currently into mushroom foraging, and we have lots of mushrooms on our land. We found some really a great variety of species that we are finding all the time. But at the moment, we hardly end up eating any of them because we're just not 100% sure. And I really like to get better at that and foraging anyway, because I think it's really valuable skill, and plus the nutrients I think are much higher because they're not as cultivated as our normal crop. So I would like to learn more about that. Question 7, what is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? Posture is always something that I work with. I'm a yoga teacher, so I'm always working with movement and posture. We walk a lot of bare feet in the summer, and we have been recently doing some Wim Hof, so we're working with the breath. I think the breath is really a way to freedom into a nice posture and carrying less stress in the body. We're doing the cold showers, which I've been really enjoying, and I'm still doing them, not every day, but when we have a shower or when I have a chance to do it, I will do it. So 8, you've suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small hunter-gatherer group without saying why. What do you find the most challenging and least challenging? I think for me there will be community on both sides, because I love to learn from others and spend time with others, and also for the children. I think it's so much easier to raise the children with more than, you know, just the parents. Like now we're at our my parents-in-law, and there's an auntie, and it's just so much easier just to walk away for a few minutes and also let others be involved, as well as it's just enriching and get feedback and laughter, and it's great. But on the other side, community is also really hard, because people have a bad mood, or I have a bad mood and I need my space. And we've been doing lots of work away last year, and I found spending time with people the most fun, but at the same time also challenging at times. So 9, what is your favorite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on the screen, listening to an audiobook, watching a video, or other? So when I go to bed, I read an educational book, because I find it really enriching and a nice way before I go to bed to learn something new. But at the moment it's a combination, because I also enjoy listening to audiobooks or a podcast. So sometimes I hear something on the podcast, or I hear a recommendation for a book, and then I download the book and I read it. So it's a bit of a combination. So last 10, in no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? I think it's nice to end on a positive note, because at the moment I don't feel that positive about the future of the world. But one can dream, and I dream to see the fall of the patriarchy, to see the fall of capitalism, and that people are finding a way back to natural living, meaning needing less stuff, living more in harmony with nature, growing more food, or growing most of their food, living in communities, and living from love instead of fear. So yeah, more than 20 words, but okay. And these were the 10 questions, or my answers to the 10 questions. So bye, and we're from Left at the Hills on Instagram if you want to find us. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.